This next story here on KNKX is from our weekly show Sound Effect. Every week, there's a theme, and this one is about not letting go. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer can tell you more.
When we form our identities as adolescents, a big part of expressing who we are is how we dress, what subculture we identify with. For me, it was punk nerd. But then at some point, most of us shed that persona. Nobody wants to see 40-year-old me stomping around in combat boots. But Jillian Venters never saw the need to leave her subculture behind.
I'm kind of a romantic goth with Victorian goth tinges. I get more Victorian goth as the weather gets cooler. It is really hard to wear velvet frock coats and top hats during high summer.
Jillian may be the authority on goth etiquette. She's been writing the blog Gothic Charm School for about 2 decades, and she's written a book that promises an essential guide for goths and those who love them. Writing as Lady of the Manors, Jillian dispenses advice to a lot of younger goths, whom she calls baby bats. But these days, she's also fielding a lot of questions from people in their 30s, 40s, or even older. She gives tips on staying true to their gothic roots, even while organizing kids' playdates or working in a corporate office. So I sat down with Jillian and first asked her how she discovered her own gothiness.
According to my parents, I was always this way. I announced at a family gathering when I was about 5 that I was going to be the Wicked Witch of the West when I grew up and live in a castle with flying monkeys. And when I was about 8 or 9 and I read Dracula, then I announced that I was going to marry Dracula and be a vampire when I grew up. But it wasn't until I hit college where I was like, oh, there is an entire subculture of people who dress in this kind of witchy vampire style, have music that's full of bombast and darker imagery, like horror novels, like horror movies. Great. And I was 18 or 19 and I was like, yes, these are my people. And I've stayed with it ever since.
What do you think it was in you that drew you to it when you were a kid?
You know, I have always been a kid who was fascinated by ghost stories, by spooky books. My father delights in recounting the story of that when I was about maybe 7. And, you know, kids get to that stage where they're like, well, there are monsters in the closet or there are monsters under the bed. I went to the local library and checked out books on folklore and drew protective symbols in crayon on pieces of paper and put them on my closet. And Dad's like, so that's so the monsters won't get you. And I said, no, it's so it slows them down so I can like make a deal with them.
So it seems like at some point, most youth-oriented subcultures like this that are around fashion or whatever, that people grow out of them, right? Usually maybe in their 20s when they start going into the working world, they get out of college, maybe they have new friends, maybe they have families or something like that. So how has that been for you?
I have always been who I am. I mean, when I was working at Microsoft, I was known as that goth girl because I was walking around in like full gothic Victorian and a top hat.
Say more about how that was for you at Microsoft.
I did get a lot of like random, oh, you know, it's not Halloween, right? Or is it a holiday in your country? Which was always the question that cracked me up. And I got that multiple times.
At Gothic Charm School, you communicate with lots and lots of people who are in or peripherally in the gothic subculture. How often do you hear from older people who are kind of struggling with what it means to be goth in your, say, 30s and 40s?
I'd say like maybe 30% of my mail is from older people. I've gotten a lot of email from people who used to be goth, and now it's drawing them back in, and they have concerns about, is this age appropriate for them? Which I'm always like, I'm probably older than you, and yes, it's totally age appropriate. There's a lot of people who ask, can they still be part of the subculture if they're not interested in going to nightclubs? It's a case of just reassuring people that you don't have to fit that template of lithe, pale, wan, 20-something to be in the subculture, to be in the community.
So what are some concrete pieces of advice for elder goths in terms of how to dress, how to make yourself up, that kind of stuff?
So if you don't want to, you know, pile on pale makeup and super dark eyeliner designs all over, you don't have to. And in many cases, those things are not flattering to aging skin. So, you know, some of those looks can be left behind. And for older goth especially, be aware you're going to get a lot of comments of people who are like, oh, I was a goth in college, but I grew out of it. because there's this perception that goth is a youth subculture, which is not the case. And some of the emails I get, there are people who are like, well, I became a parent and I didn't know if it was appropriate for me to be part of the goth subculture and still, you know, raise kids, which with my friends who are raising children, they've not had a problem. They've, you know, they've raised their kids to be very secure and very self-confident and understand that, you know, maybe mommy and daddy look different than the other people at the PTA, and that's fine. That's just part of being an individual.
The subtitle of your book is An Essential Guide for Goths and Those Who Love Them.
Yes.
So what about those who love them, particularly parents who might be a little freaked out that their child is developing what they think of as a morbid fascination?
Right. A lot of those parents who are very confused or very unsettled by this just need to be reassured that just because their child is listening to this weird bombastic music and reading creepy books and covering, you know, their entire eye socket in black eye makeup doesn't mean they're going to turn out to be serial killers. It doesn't mean they're going to turn out to be, you know, they're never going to have a job. They're never going to be a successful person. That this is a way of expressing themselves, and that this is a subculture that has roots that stretch back hundreds of years. If you can give parents some kind of classical grounding and say this is where it came from, it doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean they've turned into horrible people. It means they're exploring other parts of life. And one of the things that I find a lot of parents being reassured by is when I point out this is about finding beauty and things that resonate in unexpected or darker places. The world is a scary place. The world can be terrifying at any age, but being able to find the things that maybe unsettle other people but resonate with you is a way of controlling that fear.
So you mentioned that you really like Miss Manners, and your persona on the blog is Lady of the Manners. Like,
yes.
What is your like North Star for manners and etiquette, and what is the right way to behave? I mean, how do you approach that?
I guess my North Star has always been a combination of Judith Martin, of Miss Manners, of what is the way to treat people in a polite manner? What is a way to interact with someone so you don't make them uncomfortable? And Mr. Rogers, because it was always a case of be as kind as possible. And one of the things that I have been really pushing for in the 2+ decades that I've been doing this is it is possible to be a black clad weirdo and still be kind and still be friendly and nice. And you don't have to go out of your way to be gregarious. You don't have to go out of your way to be an extrovert or be friendly. But just realize that everyone's trying just as hard as you. And also in many ways, if doing what I do in the subculture and presenting myself the way I present helps someone else figure out who they want to be or figure out that they can be weird and still have self-confidence and go forth and do what they want to do. There's a whole generation of young artists and clothing designers and things coming up who, when they start their Etsy shops, when they start their online shops, email me and say, I read your blog when I was a baby bat, when I was coming up into my teen years.
What?
A baby bat.
What's that again?
A baby bat is usually the younger generation of the goths, the kids who are finding their way, who are learning about the subculture. And a lot of these artisans are like, you got me through my teens. You helped be a beacon to say that it will get better, that I will get to grow up and do what I'm interested in.
Well, Jillian Venters, also known as the Lady of the Manners, writes the blog Gothic Charm School, and she also wrote the book by the same name, Gothic Charm School, An Essential Guide for Goths and Those Who Love Them. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.